The yellow crime scene tape popping up around Wall Street in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. There are several reports this morning. The FBI is looking into potential corporate fraud at four of the biggest casualties of the financial meltdown. These are names you've heard a lot lately. Mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, insurance company American International Group, and investment bank Lehman Brothers. Fannie, Freddie, and AIG were bailed out by the government in the last couple weeks, and Lehman filed for bankruptcy. The FBI is apparently trying to figure out whether executives lied to investors about the financial strength of their companies. The Securities and Exchange Commission is reportedly involved as well, determining possible civil fraud claims against the four firms. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown flies to New York today for the meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. Brown is expected to come under pressure from the U.S. to launch a British bank bailout fund. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The U.S. Treasury has urged governments around the world to launch their own bailouts, and the British Prime Minister is the foreign leader who would seem most likely to respond. Restoring calm to financial markets is an urgent necessity here, especially for Prime Minister Brown. He's fighting for his political survival. This week, at his annual party conference, he staved off, for the time being, a threat to his leadership. He posed as the only man who can lead the country out of economic trouble. But fund manager Justin Urquhart Stewart says it's highly unlikely that Brown will launch a British bailout.
The British government's finances are in, not unlike America, not a very good state at the moment, with heavy deficits. And he's just come from a party conference where I think you'd find it very difficult to actually say he's going to be putting in money to go and bail out the bankers.
And after all, he says, many big British banks like Barclays and the Royal Bank of Scotland could be eligible for help under the American scheme. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Fed Chair Ben Bernanke will continue talking to Congress today about their $700 billion bailout plan. Wall Street assumed the bailout was a done deal, but with Congress dissecting it now for 2 days, more market anxiety. The Dow lost 161 points, or 1.4%, yesterday to 10,854. The Nasdaq was down 25, about 1.2%, to 2153. For the S&P 500, it was a loss of 18 points, or 1.5%, to 1188. Now, news Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is investing $5 billion in Goldman Sachs is helping European markets edge higher right now. The Buffett boost also took Goldman shares way up in electronic trading. Asian shares were up slightly today. A lot of people have lost a lot of money during this financial crisis. Oil man T. Boone Pickens is one of them. He's got a book in stores called The First Billion is the Hardest. Seems these days a billion is fairly easy to lose. The Wall Street Journal reports Pickens' holdings, which were heavily exposed to energy stocks, were hurt in the energy downturn and may have lost $1 billion this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at medtronic.com.
While Congress debates the shape of the mother of all government bailouts, commentator Will Wilkinson says the U.S. is already facing stiff competition as the world's bastion of free markets. Wilkinson says the challenger is a lot closer than you think.
Want to dodge the draft, get gay married, or smoke a joint without fear of life in the clink? Where do you go? Canada. The frosty land of curling and Celine Dion has long been a destination for Americans fleeing the puritanical warmongering excesses of the United States. And now, according to a new study, Our hockey-loving, socialized, healthcare-having neighbors to the north have surpassed the U.S. in its degree of economic freedom. Not only can Canadians more accurately pronounce laissez-faire, they have more of it. And that was before the U.S. government nationalized half our mortgage industry and bought the world's largest insurance company. In last year's Economic Freedom of the World Index, published by an international consortium of think tanks, including my employer, Canada and the U.S., the so-called land of the free, were running neck and neck. But in this year's study, which tracks things like the size of government, burden of economic regulation, and free trade, Canada squeaked out a tiny advantage. It ranked 7th compared to 8th place for the U.S. Strictly speaking, it's a statistical tie. But if the U.S. doesn't have the freest economy in North America, much less the world, what do freedom-loving Americans have to keep us from running for the border? Economic freedom isn't everything, right? The U.S. does more to protect free speech and the right to bear arms and self-defense. And Canadian medical socialism surely benefits from the fact that most Canadians are only a short drive from the slightly more market-based American system. But if the United States of warrantless wiretaps, secret courts, militarized drug busts, and mass minority imprisonment is not clearly more economically free than Canada, then it probably has no claim to being a freer country overall. And now the U.S. government is about to commit hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars to bail out financiers who made a series of terrible decisions, in effect socializing just the downside of financial risk. America's revolutionary founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor for this? Vancouver's not that cold, you know.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog at our website, marketplace.org. From there, you can also tell us what you think about his comments. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Glad you could join us. Have a good day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.